So lucky, lucky, lucky. Oh, hello. Sorry. Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here. Wednesday, the 21st of April, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. I've obviously started off a bit of a meme here with genetic engineering, natural selection, fertility treatment. I think they are linked together, and I'll explain why. But it's really good to hear Andy Taylor, the Northern bloke, contributing to the conversation. Now, Andy talked about mobility problems with in conception, and that fertility treatment might be appropriate in that scenario. And when he said mobility, I immediately thought, okay, someone's had a car accident and they've lost some of their limbs or some of their mobility, and they're not able to make babies in the usual way. And maybe that in that scenario, there's absolutely no reason why they shouldn't have fertility treatment IVF or whatever method to help them have children. So I suppose there's nothing genetically. There's nothing in their genes which is dooming their potential children, unless there's a gene that means that you're likely to have a car accident really early on. So the sort of the Darwinian awards comes to mind there. But yeah, so in that scenario, yeah, maybe it's natural selection would not look down upon that genetic code from that particular, you know, that strand of the gene pool. So why not? But actually, what Andy was talking about was slow moving sperm, that kind of mobility problem, which I think is a different matter entirely. So obviously I'm apologising in advance, anyone out there who's been told that they've got slow moving sperm, I don't mean any offence, and for all I know, I've got slow-moving sperm. I've just been lucky. I don't know. But I guess slow-moving sperm is something which is in your genes, and I can see that Darwinian evolution, natural selection, would say, let's not prefer those genes. Let's prefer the genes of people who've got, you know, very swift-moving sperm. So therefore they're more likely to have children, therefore they've got a higher chance of their genes dominating the gene pool, and therefore the human race will end up having faster moving sperm, and will lose the branch of the gene pool that has slow moving sperm. That's how natural selection works. So then by artificially helping people conceive and they've got slow moving sperm, you are actually propagating that genetic difference to more people, to the population as a whole. And I suppose my concern about that is that if the medical profession expends a lot of resource on helping people to conceive that would otherwise not be able to conceive, then you're going to be influencing the gene pool in that way, and therefore you're going to be promoting slow-moving sperm and other things that that would normally hamper the fertility. You're going to be promoting those things, and are we going to end up with a society where the human race can't have children at all unless they use the medical industry? That would be my cynical reading of the situation. Now, my iPhone's frozen now, so I don't know if I'm still recording. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye bye. Oh, look, I've still got 45 seconds left. I've lost my thread now. Yeah, I'm going to call it a day there. I'm sorry. I really don't mean to offend anybody about any of this. I don't know what it's like to be in that situation, and so please don't be offended. But I find it an interesting conversation. So thanks for listening. Bye.